我们仍然打开启示录第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
我们就注意几节的圣经。
Let's just focus on a few verses here.
我们看第三节、第四节、第五节。
We will read from verse 3, 4, and 5.
启示录第二十一章第三节、第四节、第五节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, 4, and 5.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with him and be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、顿痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed away.
做宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这话是可信的，是真实的。
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
启示录是一本最后，圣经中最后的一本书。
The Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
这是使徒约翰在巴摩海岛得着了圣灵的启示所写的。
And this is Apostle John when he had the revelation in the island of Patmos and he wrote these down.
里面的内容有预言，有安慰，也有警告。
The content, there will be prophecy and there will be comfort and there's also warning.
在启示录第十一章十五节，这里讲到主耶稣基督再来和禧年过渡的事件。
In chapter 11, verse 15, it talks about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and also the appearance of the millennium kingdom.
到了23的时候，我们就看到新天新地的出现。
And then from chapter 20, we see the appearance of the new Jerusalem.
旧的天地要废去。
And the old earth will be passed away.
这里我们看到，特别是21章、22章看到神的城。也可以说是圣城，也可以说是新耶路撒冷，要从天而降。
Especially in chapter 21 and 22, we see the new city, the holy city, and that's the new Jerusalem will appear from heaven.
我想这是历代的圣徒、列祖他们所刻目等候这一座城。
And this is a city that was been waiting for by the generations of saints.
我们看到你刚刚读过，我们看到里面的光景，也可以说那是远视里面的一座的城。
Only as we have read it, it's a city in the eternity.
也可以说那就是天堂。
Or we can say that is heaven.
这个时候乃是天上人间显明了神给我们的福分。
And this is a blessing that will be shown upon us in heaven and earth.
在希伯来书第十一章的里面特别讲到许多信心的伟人。
In Hebrews 11, it talks about many men of faith.
刚开始的时候我们看到就说从亚伯开始以后讲到以诺讲到诺亚讲到亚伯拉罕以后讲到以撒以后讲到雅各。
It started out with Enoch and then with Noah and then with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
这都是那个列祖历史所记载的列祖如何的跟随我们的神。
It's a recording how our ancestors, the saints, how they follow our God.
那个时候可以说是游牧的民族。
And they are in a shepherding time.
所以游牧的民族常常他们就知道帐篷在每一个地方。
And as they were wandering around, they will build this tent.
但是我们可以在古代的历史可以看到游牧的民族也可以盖很大的城。
And we can see that people who are wandering around, they can also build very big city.
像该隐的子孙他就盖了一座城。
And the descendants of Cain had built a big city.
但是我们看到我们信心之父亚伯拉罕他的一生当中, 他没有盖房屋。
But we can see that the father of faith, Abraham, he never did build a city, a house.
他到每一个地方就是支搭帐篷居住。
Every place he went, he will build his tent.
但是他建造祭坛。
But then he always built this altar.
这个祭坛是很久的。
And the altar is for eternity.
这个帐篷是可以移动的。
But the tent will move around.
那就表明说亚伯拉罕的信心觉得他的人生不过是一个客旅。
So Abraham felt that his life is only a pilgrim.
所以希伯来书第四章第九节第十节特别记载到亚伯拉罕他特别等候有一座有根基的城。
So in Hebrew 11 verse 9 and 10 it was saying that Abraham was waiting looking forward to this new city.
这一座有根基的城市神所建造神所设计神所建造的。
And this city is architected and built by God.
如同他的儿子如同他的孙子雅各都是一样的他们都刻目等候这一座有根基的城。
Similarly, his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob, they were just looking forward to this city.
并且他常常的羡慕这一座的城。
And they admire this city.
这一座城就是在天上。
And this city is in heaven.
这一座城启示录我们还没有看到22章的时候 也可以看到这一座城就是锡安山。
And before Revelation 22, we know that this city is the Mount Zion.
这就是希伯来书的作者在继续的12章里面，他就记载说，我们要来到锡安山。
It's just like the author of Hebrew, he was recording that we are to come to this Mount Zion.
我们不是到那个不能摸的山。
We're not coming to a mountain that we cannot touch.
我想我们有时候愿意追求真理。
And sometimes we want to pursue the truth.
有时候我们也非常的渴慕追求在宗教的里面或者可以得到了解答我们人生的问题。
Sometimes we're seeking for answer in religion.
但是希伯来书的作者一个结论说我们不是到了哪一个不能摸的山。
But the author of Hebrews saying that we are coming to a mountain that we can touch.
这个不能摸的山就是曾经摩西登了西乃山。
And this mountain we cannot touch is this Mount Sinai that Moses
talked about. 当摩西登到西乃山的时候，就看见有很多的火焰。
When Moses came to this Mount Sinai, he saw this flame of fire.
他就听见了雷轰大作。
And he heard this thundering voice.
所以很多的百姓都是非常的惧怕。
So the people were afraid.
连摩西也不敢面对着哪一个荣耀。
And Moses, even he himself cannot face this
glory. 他只有匍匐在 那个火焰的下面,
and he would bow down on the feet of the hill.
这一座山可以说不能够摸着山,
and this mountain we cannot touch.
但是感谢我们的神,
but thank our God.
他神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督降世,
he sent his only son to this world.
他乃是道成了肉身,
that he became flesh.
也可以说神成了人,
or man, or God became man.
他就在地上一个支搭帐幕。
And he will build a tent on this world.
所以我们可以借助这个帐幕。
So through this tent,
我们可以看到神的荣耀。
We can see the glory of God.
我们可以得到神的恩典。
We can receive the grace of God.
我们也可以得到神的真理。
And we can receive the truth of God.
所以使徒约翰在约翰福音开头的第18节他就这样的做见证。
So Apostle John, when in his book, in the first chapter, in verse 18, he testified.
他说从他丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了。
That we have received his abundant grace.
而且恩上加恩。
And grace upon grace.
他说律法乃是从摩西来的。
The law comes from Moses.
恩典乃是从耶稣基督来的。
But the grace comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见过神。
Nobody has seen God.
唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But only through the Son, the beloved Son that we
receive. 弟兄姊妹，我相信在我们的当中有很多很多的弟兄姊妹愿意追求，有一天能够看见神。
And maybe many brothers and sisters want to pursue that one day they can see God.
我们或许想用科学的方法，一天能够看到神。
Maybe we try to see God through science.
或许我们想到我们科学知识的里面可以看见神。
Maybe we try to see God through philosophy.
我们更可能说更虔诚的科目的追求，在宗教的里面我们可以看见神。
Even more so that we want to see God through religion.
但是使徒约翰给我们做见证说，从来没有人看见神。
But Apostle John testified that nobody has seen God.
唯独从父怀里的独生子耶稣基督将他表明出来。
But God is only revealed through His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们若是要认识宇宙的真神。
If we want to know this God of universe.
我们必须要先认识。 结为我们所相信的耶稣基督。
We must first believe in this our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们真正的要认识结为真神。
To really truly know this God.
我们必须要先认识结为被钉在十字架上的耶稣。
We must first know this Lord Jesus who was nailed on the cross.
并且从坟墓里复活的耶稣。
And the one who resurrected from the
tomb. 让我们看见神的儿子。
So we can see the Son of God.
我们就是看见了天父。
Then we will see the Heavenly Father.
我们接受了神的儿子。
If we receive the Son of God.
我们就是接受了这位真神。
Then we receive this true God.
我们若是从他儿子的里面得到了丰富的恩典。
If we receive the abundant grace from the Son.
我们也就可以从他的儿子的里面得到了父神丰富的恩典。
That we can also receive the grace from the Father through the Son.
这是我们所传的福音。
And this is the gospel we preach.
这是我们多年希望能够把这真正的福音传给许许多多的还没有接受主的人。
And over all these years, this is the gospel we try to share with the people
who have not believed.
And through this true gospel,
要呼召他所拣选的人。
To call those who have chosen,
要回到他的面前。
To come before him.
所以今天可以说是第三个会幕。
And so today we talk about this third tabernacle.
第一个会幕呢是在约翰福音第一章十四节。
And the first tabernacle was in John chapter 1 verse 14.
那就是道成了肉身。
That the word became flesh.
那还再换一句话说，就是神成了人。
Or in other words, that God became man.
他要在地上支搭帐幕。
He will build this tabernacle on the earth.
在这个帐幕的里面，我们看见了哪一个荣耀？
And we can see the glory of God through this tabernacle.
正是父独生子的荣耀。
The glory of the one and only.
在那个帐幕的里面，我们可以领受了神的恩典。
Through this tabernacle, we can receive the grace of God.
在那个帐幕的里面，我们也可以认识神的真理。
We can know the truth through this tabernacle.
我相信我们每一个人都有这个科目。
I think we all have this thirst.
但是有一个条件。
But there's one requirement.
特别在约翰福音第一章的里面，赶快使徒约翰就接下去。
And that Apostle John continued to say in the first book, first chapter of John.
他说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
Said for all those who receive him are those who believe in his name.
他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
He will give them the privilege to be children of God.
相信不是说我应该要了解一切的哪一个逻辑我才接受。
To believe is not just to understand all the logics.
这个相信的意思就是接受。
And this belief is meaning that we are to receive.
怎么样接受? 我愿意开我的心门。
How do we receive? We do want to open our heart.
我们的心的里面有一个门，常常关闭得很紧。
In our heart, there's always a door, it's always closed.
我们思想的里面有一个门，常常关得非常的紧。
Similarly, in our mind, there's a door that's always closed.
我们不愿意开我们的思想的门。
We don't want to open up this door in our mind.
我们不愿意开我们内心的门。
We don't want to open the door in our heart.
但是我们感情很容易开门。
But our emotion can open easily.
我们听到一个很美丽的音乐的时候，我们感情就会动了。
When we hear some good music, our emotion will move.
我们就赶快开门。And
then we will open that door.
但是情感的东西有时候常常开门就反而麻烦了。
But sometimes it's more trouble to open up emotionally.
但是若是我们真正开我们心灵的门,
But if we're willing to open the door in our heart,
我们来到主的面前说,
to come before the Lord and say,
主啊, 我需要你,
Lord, I need you.
我愿意开我的心门,
I want to open up the door of my heart.
我愿意接受你给在耶稣基督里面的恩典和真理。
I want to receive the grace that was in our Lord Jesus
Christ. 求你赐给我,
Would you give it to us?
很简单的，神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and He is righteous.
神是真实的。
He is truth.
他就把这样的恩典进入我们的心里。
He will put this grace into our heart.
我有这个经验。
I have this experience.
我想很多弟兄姊妹有这个经验。
I think many brothers and sisters.
我们可以举很多的例子。
We can give you many examples.
可以做很多的见证。
A lot of testimony.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
让我们可以得救。
So that we can receive it.
我们看到使徒约翰讲到第二个会幕。
We saw Apostle John talk about a second tabernacle.
第二个会幕乃是在启示录第七章第九节到十七节。
And that second tabernacle was mentioned in Revelation 7 from verse 9 to 17.
在哪一个地方有千千万万的神的儿女？
There are thousands upon thousands of children of God.
他们在神宝座和羔羊的面前。
And before the throne and the Lamb.
他们虽然在世界上有许多苦难,
even though there's many suffering on the world,
他受尽一切的痛苦逼迫,
there are many persecution and suffering,
甚至他们有杀身自害,
even though they to the point of death,
但是神给他复活的身体,
but God gave him a life of resurrection,
神给他们荣耀的身体,
give them a body of glory,
他们被提到宝座的面前,
they were taken up to before the throne,
所以在哪一个地方他们赞美,
So they were praising God there.
他们感谢神的救恩,
they thanked the grace of God.
那24位长老给千万的圣徒也给他们一起的来赞美敬拜神。
The 24 elders along with the thousands and thousands of sin were praising God.
圣经告诉我们说做宝座的要用帐幕来伏笔他们。
It says that the one on the throne will use the tabernacle to protect them.
他们不再饥不再渴。
They will not be thirsty, they will not be hungry.
艳月和月亮也不伤害他们。
And the sun or the moon will not harm them.
所以他们在哪一个地方真是只有侍奉，只有赞美。
So there's only worship and praise.
并且羔羊要做宝座的羔羊要牧养他们。
And they will be shepherded by the one who's on the
floor. 领他们到水泉旁。
To take them to the fountain
water. 我想这几天我们都经过了这个非常的干渴。
And these few days, we all might be very thirsty.
我想每一个家庭我们都有很好的冷气。
And I think we have a very good air conditioning in our home.
但是外面100度以上,我们冷气还是觉得不到舒服。
And there's 100 degrees outside, we still feel pretty bad, even with the air conditioning.
我自己一天最少可能要喝两个liter以上的水。
And every day, I would drink about 2 liters of water.
我想刚刚我坐在这个地方,我就发现可能冷气已经不对了。
And I was sitting there, I felt that the air conditioning was not working.
我看见武雷就把电扇拿过来。
And I saw Wulei took up the fan up here.
我就祷告说,神啊,求你把这一个生命的泉水,清凉的水赐给我们。
And I was praying to God that give us this water of life.
我想这两个风扇没有什么作用。
I don't think these two fans have any effect on us.
但是我们需要神给我们一个冷静的心灵。
We need God to give us this quiet heart.
他是我们的牧人。
He will be our shepherd.
他带领我们到水泉旁,
He will draw us to the fountain of water.
他要擦干我们的眼泪,
He will wipe out our tears.
那今天我们看到这个会幕帐幕是在新耶路撒冷。
Today we will see this tabernacle that is in New Jerusalem.
我读着读的时候就常常的奇怪。
And when I read this, I felt very strange.
而且21章、22章特别描写新耶路撒冷。
This chapter 21 and 22 to describe the New Jerusalem.
这是神的圣城。
And this is the holy city of God.
这是永恒的城。
This is the city for eternity.
我们读过以后，我们就看见那个街道都是用金铺的。
And we see that all the street was made with gold.
我们街里用这个走廊用大理石铺的。
And we use this marble for the.
有很多人就说那个哇，为什么要这样的华丽？ 用大理石去铺那个。
And people say, how come we are so extravagant? Use this marble to put on the hallway there.
我们在外面那个哪一个前面的哪一个十字架，乃是从意大利的特别用货柜运来的花岗石。
And those are the being shipped from Italy, specially shipped here for us.
也有人这样的批评说，为什么有这样的华丽？
And people will criticize, why is there so luxury there?
但是感谢神,
but we thank God because the brother who wants to glorify God.
虽然我们是小小的一个聚会,
even though we're just a little meeting here,
总是要叫我们可以看得非常的精致美丽,
that we still need to look very good and pretty.
但是我们跟那个新耶路撒冷来比差多了。
But compared to the New Jerusalem, it's such a big difference.
那个根基都是宝石的,
the foundation is all jewels.
那个门是用珍珠的,
and the door was built with pearls.
我不晓得那个珍珠有多大,
I don't know how big that pearl is.
我想那个珍珠可以进去的,
I think you can actually enter the pearl.
哦，哪一个玻璃是又像金子,
and the glass is almost like gold.
哪一个黄金又会透明,
and the gold is transparent.
我想这个物质不是现代宇宙的物质。
And that material maybe is not a material of this world.
那是在新天新地的一个新的创造。
It may be a new creation in the new heaven and earth.
神为他的儿女。
God had provided for his children.
虽然就是在这世界上我们要走过人生的许多的愁苦。
Even though we have to walk through many suffering trials in our lives, but he will provide this new city for his children. And a city that I look forward to.
我不是想, 可以早死,
not that I want to die early.
但是我真的科目看愿意进到哪一个天城。
But I look forward to enter to this new city.
在哪一个地方有主的同在,
there's the presence of God.
在哪一个地方我们可以天天的赞美神,
where we can praise God daily.
所以在这一个城里面我就想到为什么要一个帐幕摆在那个地方。
But I thought, why is that there need to be a tabernacle in this city?
这样漂亮的一个城,
such a pretty, beautiful city.
那个使徒约翰怎么, 主耶稣基督怎么给使徒约翰一个意象，有一个帐篷在那个地方？
When did our Lord Jesus Christ gave Apostle John this vision that there's a tabernacle there?
并且有一个声音从宝座里出来。
And there's a voice coming from the throne.
这个声音并不是神自己的声音。
This voice is not the voice of God.
我想这个声音可能是天使的声音。
Think that voice comes from the angel.
在第三节说，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说。
In the third, verse 3 it says, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,
他说看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Now the dwelling of God is with man.
他要与人同住。
He will live with them.
他们要做他的子民。
They will be his people.
神要亲自与他们同在。
And God himself will be
with them
and be their God.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡。
There will be no more death.
也不再有悲哀。
Or mourning.
哭号。
Or crying.
动痛。
Or pain.
因为以前的事都过去了。
For the old order of things have passed away.
那以后坐宝座的。 现在是神在讲话，坐宝座的就 说。
And now God speaks, and he, the one on the throne said,
他也是特别的叫, 看啊,
and he said, behold,
他说,
I have made everything new.
又说你要写算,
and write this down.
因这些话是可信的,
for these words are trustworthy
是真实的,
and true.
在这短短的几节的圣经的里面,
in these few verses,
给我里面的一个很大的震动,
okay, has shaken me up in the inside.
也叫我能够记录更多的认识我们所相信的神。
That I can know the God that we believe in.
所以我也在这里提到三点。
I want to give you 3 points.
因为三点比较容易记。
3 points is easier to remember.
其实不止三点。
But there are actually more than 3 points.
在每一点的里面有很多小点。
In each point there's all sub-points.
但是第一个我就提到说，我们所相信的神。 是以马内利的神。
The first one I want to mention, the God we believe in is the Lord of Emmanuel.
第二个，我们所相信的神乃是一生牧养你我的神。
And secondly, the God we believe in is the Lord of Shepherd of our whole life.
第三个，我们所相信的神乃是不断的更新你我的神。
And the thirdly, that the God we believe in is the Lord who renews us continually.
他不但更新了你我,
not only he renew you and I,
他也是更新了这个宇宙,
he renewed this universe.
我没有去研究天文,
I did not study the astronomy.
但是我知道,我相信有一天这个看见的宇宙要消化,
I know that one day this universe will melt away.
神要创造一个新天新地,
God will create this new heaven and earth.
那个时候没有台风,
at that time there will be no typhoon.
没有云卷风,
there's no hurricane.
那个时候的新天新地是和平的,
at this new heaven and earth everything is peaceful.
我相信有一天我会看到,
I believe one day I will see that.
我等候要到那个新天新地去,
I'm waiting to go to this new city.
但是我想时间还是不够,
I think we don't have enough time.
我想等许可的时候以后再更仔细地讲,
if God is willing I will talk about it in detail in the future.
昨天我跟一位弟兄交通的时候,
yesterday I was sharing with a brother,
给我一点的鼓励,
give me some encouragement.
我就想匆匆忙忙把这个会幕三次就讲,这个月讲完,
I want to just hurry up and finish talking about the tabernacle in
我想这个就尽完我的责任,
and that will fulfill my duty.
没有想到谁位弟兄就给我 勉励说, 你这个会幕应当要更多多的讲更多的东西,
and this brother encouraged me to speak about this tabernacle in more detail.
也的确,会幕是一个非常大的一个真理在里面。
Truly, the tabernacle had a lot of truth in there.
所以今天我就讲一段。
So today I just speak of a portion of it.
我们所相信的神乃是以马内利的神。
The God we believe in is the Lord of Emmanuel.
我们都知道以马内利是什么意思。
We know what the Emmanuel means.
以马内利或者就是直接翻那个 希伯来文,
and it's translated directly from the Hebrews.
所以我们也跟着是以马内利,
so we said Emmanuel.
所以在以赛亚第七章十四节, 以赛亚预言说, 有一个童女要生子, 你要给他起名叫以马内利。
In Isaiah chapter 7, it was prophesied that there will be a son born of Virgil, you will call him Emmanuel.
以马内利就神与人同在,
meaning that God is with us.
我们的神不要想到离我们很远。
Our God does not want to be far away from us.
因为我们始祖亚当夏娃犯罪以后, 我们就不敢接近结为荣耀的神。
Because of the our ancestor has sinned, that we have the fear to come close to God.
我相信我们若是心中有什么隔阂的时候, 也是要切断我们与神的亲近神的关系。
If we have any conflict with our God, then there will be the separation that we will not come close to God.
我们常常那个有时候或者得罪神或得罪人或者夫妻吵架, 或者我们跟其他的人吵架, 我们就不敢到神的面前来祷告。
Sometimes we have wrong against God or against other people, or we have an argument between husband and wife or between brothers and sisters, then we are afraid to come to God and pray. I remember in the seminary, I have a student there. And we are very good friends. So sometimes he'll come see me when something happened. He also was leading, pastoring a church. So when someone is sick, he will come to see me. He said he dare not go see the sick person. Especially way upon this person is about to die. Then he wouldn't, even more so, he wouldn't know what to do. He will always come to me. So I help him and go see some of these people who are about to die. And I think it's most precious for those who are about to die. Because at that time he needs the word of God. He needs the comfort of God. We need to take the love of God
to them,
so that they can see the way ahead of them is just like Psalm 23, that even through the shadow of the valley of death I will not be afraid, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. You put a feast before me in the front of my enemy. And you use oil to anoint me, so that my cup will overflow. And then I think the last part of our life is the most fearful one. But I have gone through it many times. So I can testify before you, brothers and sisters. Death is not to be afraid of. If we have the abidance of God in us, He will take us through the valley of the shadow of death. It's only like a shadow. We have to walk through this valley. But the death will not harm us. We thank our Lord. If we can stand firm in before our Lord, that we will rejoice to let our Lord Jesus to carry us through. But if we sin, we are afraid to come before the Lord. We are afraid to pray. This friend of mine in school, that not only he came to
sometimes
when he complained
against
God, when something happened, he always come and ask me. He said, Brother Fan, you need to pray for me. I said, you can pray yourself. He said, I cannot pray out.
This is a very correct experience.
It's a very accurate experience spiritually. But our God, He's willing to come close to us. It's because we depart from Him. We can see in the Garden of Eden,
神, 耶和华神和亚当还是常常的来往,
and there's a fellowship between Adam and also Jehovah God.
但是等到亚当吃了分别善恶树的果子以后,
well, after Adam had eaten the fruits of knowledge of evil and good, as God was walking through the garden,
但他呼召亚当,亚当你在哪里?
When he called out Adam, Adam, where are you?
亚当怎么回答?
How did Adam answer?
亚当回答说, 我听见你的声音,我就害怕,我就躲起来。
He said, I become fearful when I heard your voice, so I had to hide myself. But our God wants to seek Adam out.
所以约翰一书使徒约翰说，我们若是说我们没有罪，我们乃是自欺的。
So Apostle John in 1 John he said that if we say we are sinless, then we are a liar.
我们若是说我有罪，承认我们的罪。
But if we say we are a sinner and acknowledge our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，除去我们的不义。
God is faithful and just; He will wash away our sins and remove all our unrighteousness.
我们的主的恩典是不改变的。
The grace of God is, will not change.
但是有一个条件，我们必须要来到主的面前，承认我们的罪。
But there's one requirement. We must come before God and acknowledge our sin. We cannot hide our sin.
我们若是承认我们的罪，耶稣的宝血就遮盖我们的罪。
If we confess our sin, the blood of God, our Lord Jesus, will cover that sin.
并且他应许我们说要除去我们的不义。
And he gave us the promise that he will remove our unrighteousness.
我不是说一个基督徒他不会可以他不犯罪。
I am not saying that a Christian will not sin.
但是一个基督徒犯罪是一个非常痛苦的事情。
But when a Christian sin is very painful,
他要在神的面前受了审判。
He will have the judgment before God.
耶稣基督的宝血为他受了审判。
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was judged because of that.
所以他在恩典的里面，他常常的感谢神给他的恩典。
So in the grace of God, he always gives thanks of the grace.
他承认他的罪，他愿意改过自新。
He confessed his sin and willing to change.
这是我们靠着宝血。
And through the precious blood.
靠着宝血，我们不靠着恩典，不是我们可以去犯罪。
Through the blood and through the grace, not that we can go sin.
靠着宝血，叫我们有机会悔改。
Because of the blood that we have a chance to repent.
但是很多的时候我们不愿意悔改。
But many times we're not willing to repent.
但是等到神的手临到我们身上的时候，那我们就受不了。
Until the hands of God come upon us, then we cannot bear it.
好像一个父母管孩子的时候。
Just like the parents are teaching their children.
我想我做父亲那个管孩子，也有恩也有怨。
I think me, I'm a father, I have grace and I have also punishment.
当教训小孩子的时候，可能开始声音是很小。
In the beginning, maybe the voice is low.
开始慢慢地给他讲。
And just speak to them in a gentle voice.
以后他还是不听，人家声音就大一点。
Later on, when they do not listen, then I raise my voice a little.
他再不听的时候,
and as if he doesn't listen again,
可能我就要拿起鞭子,
and maybe I'll take up the whip.
我要好好地打他一阵,
I want to discipline him.
我必须要教训他,
and I need to teach him.
这个打不是就像过去,
and not just to discipline and that's it.
他必须要转回他的方向。
He must turn around of his direction.
他要改变他的行为。
He need to change his behavior.
我们的父神更是这样。
Similarly, our God more so.
我想就是神教育的方法。
And this is the education of God.
这是社会上真正教育家的教育的方法。
And it's the true education on this world.
这是我也是这样的遵从圣经里面的教育的方法。
And this is when I obey the Bible, how we should teach.
弟兄姊妹，不要想到佛牧师是一个那个释迦牟尼。
And don't think about Reverend Feng is like the Buddhist.
他有看好像很好看。
Maybe it looked very good.
但是里面需要一个正直的灵。
But we need a spirit of righteousness inside of us.
所以我们要在神的面前谨慎。
That we need to be alert before God.
能够蒙做他的喜悦。
So that we can be pleasing to Him.
我想我讲太多了。
I think I have speak too much of this.
我们的神愿意给我们亲近。
God wants to draw close to us.
但是我们常常的跑掉。
But many times we run away.
我们常常躲避。
We hide.
但是若是我们愿意承认我们的罪。
But we are willing to confess our sin.
我们回到神的面前,
to turn back to God.
我们的神还是接纳我们,
our God will receive us.
第二个，我们的神是愿意给我们讲话。
And our God also willing to talk to us.
我不大欢喜讲话。
I'm not a person who likes to talk.
我觉得这个不大对。
I felt that this is not right.
但是有时候话太多了也不对。
But sometimes it's not good to have too many words.
所以我记得周韩国弟兄到圣地亚哥。
So I remember Brother Zhou went to San Diego.
他就科目说有一个教会非常的大，几万人。
And he was looking for this church that they have tens of thousands of people.
他就坦坦地给我说，我应当，比如说，要神使用我，将来也可以做一个很大的工作。
And he always encouraged me, if God wants to use you, you can also do great work.
这个实在是弟兄的好意。
And I think it's the good heart of my brother.
但是我说，我不是做大事的人。
And I always tell him that I'm not a person who likes to do great things.
但是我要在小事上忠心。
But I want to be faithful in little things.
我就劝他说，那你去那边去看看。
And so I encourage him to go there and look.
你要了解他们，你必须要进入。
If you want to understand them, you need to be part of them.
所以他就去那边。
So he went there.
我去圣地亚哥的时候，他就告诉我他去了。
So when I went to San Diego, he told me that he went to this church.
他就到那个地方，他又给他们一个条子。
And when he went there, he gave them a list.
他们写了六条的规定。
There are six rules.
很多我都忘记了。
Many I have forgotten.
我记得有一句叫你进来以后不能讲闲话。
And one was the rule is when you come in, you cannot gossip.
弟兄姊妹，有时候不讲话也不行。
And sometimes we cannot stop talking. When we talk too much, it's not good.
但是我们若是与神常常的来往,
but if we have fellowship with God,
神是愿意给我们说话的,
God wants to speak to us.
但是神说话是非常简单,
but God speaks very briefly.
神说话非常的准确,
and very accurately.
神的话也不变,
and His word will not change.
所以我们去看新约，看耶稣所讲的话。
So if we look at the words of our Lord Jesus in the New Testament,
又简单又有力量,
very brief but very
powerful, 又有内容,
and there's very content.
是的，不管使徒约翰他多属灵,
regardless of how spiritual Apostle John is,
不管使徒保罗他多有学问,
or how knowledgeable Apostle Paul is,
不管使徒彼得多有经历,
or how much experience Apostle Peter had.
我不是批评这些都使徒们,
I'm not criticizing these apostles.
但是我们去看耶稣所讲的话,
but when we look at the words of our Lord Jesus,
跟其他使徒所讲的话,
compare them to the words of the apostles,
还是有轻重,
and there's differences.
所以我主耶稣常常在我的心中,
so my Lord Jesus is always in my heart.
他的话语常常在我的心中,
His words abide in me.
他的生命常常要活在我的心中,
His life to live within me,
好让我真能够做他的门徒,
so that I can become His disciple.
主也是在马太福音第五章第十三节说,
in Matthew 5:13, our Lord Jesus said,
他说你们是世上的光,
He said, you are the light of the world,
你们是地上的盐,
you are the salt of the earth,
盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
If salt has the loosest taste, how can you make it salty?
以后无用不过丢在路上,
and it becomes useless, it will be thrown out.
被人践踏,
it will be trampled by men.
我们的主, 我们的神愿意与我们同住,
our Lord wants to dwell with us.
我可以给你很多很多的,
I can give you many verses from the Bible.
但是我们再解一解圣经里面,
but in this verse,
他说神的帐幕在人间,
that the dwelling of God is among men.
他要与人同住,
He wants to dwell among people, us.
我想最后在永世的里面,
and then at the end, at the eternity,
我们的神还是守住他的话语,
that our God will be faithful to His words.
他愿意跟你我同住,
He would like to dwell among us.
他愿意谦卑的自己给我们一样的,
He would like to humble Himself to be like us.
或许在会幕的帐篷的里面是个很简单的,
Maybe in the tabernacle it's very simple.
但是他还是给我们一样的生活。
But he lives the same life as we did.
他一样的给你我谈天。
And he will chat with us.
并且他一直说到他要做我们的神。
And he will say that he will be our God.
我们要做他的儿子。
And we will be his children.
他要将生命的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝。
He will give the spring of water of life to those who are thirsty.
我们在神的面前，我们的心中有没有什么忧伤？
Do we have any sorrow before God?
我们有没有什么痛苦？
Do we have any pain?
或者我们有没有什么疾病？
Do we have any sickness?
我们是不是常常有说不出来的话？
Is that many times we cannot verbalize our words?
我们是不是一直的流干了我们的眼泪？
Is that our tears are all dried up?
但是我们慈爱的神，
But the gracious God,
他仍然用他的会幕来覆庇你我。
He will cover us with his tabernacle,
他要擦干我们的眼泪，
To wipe away our tears,
他愿意把那个不断的水白白的赐给我们，
and give us this water that will not cease.
那是永远不止渴的生命的活水。
And that water, so after we drink it, we will not be thirsty again.
让我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
慈悲慈悲怜悯的阿爸父神，
Mercy, merciful Father,
我们感谢你，我们仍然可以来到你的面前。
We thank you that we can come before you.
虽然外面的天气非常的炎热，
Even though it's very hot outside,
但是我们仍然的在这里领受你的覆庇。
And yet we are covered by you.
主啊，我们心灵的里面多少的时候也受着了那个炎热和绿头的侵害。
In our heart, many times we also are harmed by this hot weather.
安慰的主，安慰我们。
May the Lord of comfort us.
多少的时候我们实在是软弱。
Many times we have become weak.
大能的主，求主用你的大能来叫我们刚强。
May you strengthen us with your power.
主啊，多少的时候我们有许许多多的疾病。
Many times we have a different kind of sickness.
我们有大的疾病，
and some sickness that is great.
我们有时候也有许多小的毛病，
and sometimes with small and minor sickness.
但是你是医治疾病的主，
but you are the God who will heal sickness.
主啊，我们需要你不断的医治，
we need your continuous healing.
我们更需要你给我们的信心。
We need your, to have faith also.
叫我们不至于忧虑，
so that we will not worry.
叫我们不至于惧怕，
that we will not be fearful.
也叫我们不至于疑惑，
and we will not doubt.
主啊，在我们当中有这样的需要的，
if we have need among us.
当他们向你祷告的时候，
as they pray to you.
当他们向你祈求的时候，
as they ask for the pleading.
求主施恩在我们的当中。
May you give us grace among us.
我们也为着这许多渴慕你真理的朋友们。
And we pray for these friends who are thirsting for the truth.
也可以说他们就是也是我们的弟兄姊妹。
And these are our brothers and sisters.
主啊，有时候我们有时候哪个逻辑上我们突不过。
And sometimes we cannot pass through that, those logics.
你愿意启示的灵，
May your spirit of revelation.
圣灵乃是一个启示的灵，
Because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of
revelation. 你给我们光照的时候，我们一下子就明白。
Because when you shed the light, that we will understand.
好让我们真的得着了你。
So that we can truly receive you.
我们也真的能够认识你。
That we can know you. May you bless our time together. Give us this cool and living water.
In
the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.